today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
If it ain't stiff, it ain't worth a f***.
Greetings, listeners, one and all, dear listeners. Happy Thursday to you. Hope everyone is well out there in suburbs podland. This is Patrick Foster here, flying solo today, and I'm bringing you another edition of a segment that we started last week called What Came First, in which we examine the first release on iconic record labels. And I want to thank the folks that I've heard from that enjoyed that first episode and encouraged doing some more. They like the little bite-sized history lesson. So that's what this is, bite-sized history lessons. It's fun and bite-sized. So I want to thank my good friend Bill Mulligan, actually, for suggesting this one. He came up with this after hearing the first episode of this. And you can go back and catch that from last week, and I encourage you to do that. Today's topic is going to be the label Stiff Records, a pioneering UK label formed in the year 1976. And Stiff Records just caught the crest of the punk boom perfectly in the UK. 1976 really was the year right before Ground Zero, year 1977, and went on to have a hugely important impact on the punk scene. They eventually were home to acts like The Damned, Ian During the Blockheads, Elvis Costello, Reckless Eric, Lean Lovitch. Even Devo had some records issued on Stiff in the UK. And then later, after the first sort of wave broke, they had a very successful first run there in the 76 through sort of 79, early 1980 period, where they also had this famous Stiff package tours where they toured the whole country with a whole stable of their artists. And in one case, rode a train all around the country and also, had all kinds of cool advertising slogans and were also pioneering in the fact that they kind of made fun of themselves. If you're going to make a record label, call it Stiff. this record's really going to stiff, or, it's only for dead people. But they had a tremendous sense of humor, especially about themselves and the way they were approaching things, and also had a really organized and sort of linear packaging and art program. This illustrator named Barney Bubbles did a lot of the work for Stiff. Then in the 80s, they sort of had a second wave of success with bands like Kirsty MacColl, Madness, The Pogues, Tracy Ullman, and others. In some cases, are also remembered for releasing what most experts agree was the United Kingdom's first punk single. That was The Damned, New Rose, and that was issued on October 22nd of 1976, and nobody had made it to Wax before that, and Stiff was right there. And The Damned, I think, are also credited for releasing the first punk full-length album as well. And let's see, what else is interesting here about Stiff? By the time they hit 1978, they were also a force on the charts. They actually had a number one single in the UK with Hit Me With Your Rhythm Stick, a great song by Ian Dury and the Blockheads. It was released in the UK in late November 1978, and it hit number one by the turn of the year. So by New Year's 79, Hit Me With Your Rhythm Stick was the number one single in the UK. The label was formed by two guys, Dave Robinson and Jake Riviera, whose real name was Andrew Jakeman. Thank you, source of all human knowledge. The pair were band managers. Robinson managed a band called Brinsley Schwartz, and Riviera managed Dr. Feelgood. And both were pretty popular pub rock groups, and pub rock really was the forerunner to punk in many cases. The anecdote to the bloated, overdone, overlong, overindulgent dinosaurs of heavy rock that were dominating much of the mainstream at that time. But the stripped down, energetic, really in your face attitude of a lot of pub rock bands is really where a lot of the punk spirit came from. Well, in some cases, it's one piece of the pie chart that put together punk rock. Let's see. So in 1976, they wanted to get this label going, Robinson and Riviera, And it was started, got the seed money from Dr. Feelgood guitarist Lee Brillo and rock photographer Keith Morris, who lent Riviera £400 to get the project off the ground. Robinson, who had managed Brinsley Schwartz, as I said, suggested that they issue a solo single by a guy called Nick Lowe, who had been bassist, vocalist, and the main songwriter in Brinsley Schwartz. And so it came to be, folks. On 14 August 1976, the first single from Stiff Records carrying the brilliant catalog number By One, B-U-Y-1, was issued. And why don't we drop the needle on the A side of that release?
I remember the night the kid cut off his right arm, did a bit to save a bit of power. He got 50,000 watts in a big acoustic tower. Security's so tight tonight. Oh, they're ready for a tussle. Gotta keep your backstage passes, 'cause your promoter has the muscle.
And so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows.
And so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Tall buildings sit the head of all nations, worthy men from Spain and Siam. All day discussions with the Russians, but they still went ahead and beat all the plan. Now up jumped the U.S. representative. He's the one with the tight eyes. 747 for him in that condition, flying back from a peacekeeping mission.
There it is, folks. So It Goes. What a great song. I mean, man, I love that song. It's so ingrained in my consciousness. It's hard to believe. It's so beautiful, so smart, so funny, so jamming. The story was Stiff paid Low £45, I should say, to record two songs with the drummer from The Rumor, Steve Golding. So on that song, you hear Nick Lowe doing bass, guitar, vocals. And the B-side of this, we'll get to it in just a minute, is also another incredible song. I came across something here, and I actually never had seen this before, but it says that So It Goes is a recurring line in Kurt Vonnegut's novel, The Slaughterhouse-Five, and that could have been inspiration for Nick choosing this phrase and the inevitability of what happens at the end of our lives. So it goes, so it goes, so it goes, and where it's going, no one knows. It's a piece of just brilliant, masterful songwriting, and the ease with which it seems to have been created is just so Nick Lowe. You know, it's just one of those things where he gets up there and bangs out four chords and does it. And it's interesting too, because according to, again, the source of all human knowledge, the record has the following messages in the run-out grooves. One says, "Earthlings awake," and the other one says, "Three-chord trick, yeah." So that's what was etched in the pressings of So It Goes. I'll also tell you, too, that this record, if you look it up, was issued with what they call a push-out center. And that was a little thing where you could play it on the single small hole like you would play an LP. But if you didn't have, you know, that, or if you just had an adapter, you could actually push the little center out and it would become a little 45 thing. And it was not issued on a picture sleeve either. And it was issued kind of in a sleeve with the hole so you could see the record label, but also printed on the black sleeve in white. If it means everything to everyone, it must be a Stiff. And that is pretty cool. Today's Sound Today was another way they made fun of themselves. But right now I'm looking here on Discogs, and you can pick up a copy for about $20 if you really want to get an original copy of this. And you're going to have to pay, in most cases, overseas shipping. Oh, there were a few copies available here from the United States, but you know, you're going to be up around the $45, $50 range after you're done. But it really would be a cool item to add to your collection if you're a big collector of 7-inch 45s. Now, I want to tell you that the B-side of this 7-inch single is a song called Heart of the City. And that's a pretty great song, too. These are two classic Nick Lowe songs that would appear on any Nick Lowe Best Of compilation and probably do on many as well. I mean, talking about the launch of Rough Trade Records, you know, there was a single by a band from France, Metal Urbain, and didn't turn out to be, you know, a hugely successful band. They were around for a little while, put out a couple more singles and sort of disappeared off the scene. And it was more of a curiosity than this one. But this one, a stone cold grand slam home run classic right out of the gate, you know, a perfect, perfect pair of songs, especially if, you know, new wave power pop, power punk, whatever you want to call it, is in your veins like I think it is for many of us. So it's pretty interesting, right? The perfect home run for Stiff Records. And let's see, one little tidbit of information. The record sold around 10,000 copies in total. It was marketed through mail order and a lot of the specialist record shops. You know, I'm sure it was down there in rough trade. It did not make the charts. But it did make the money back that they spent to make the single. And that, in turn, helped kickstart a whole string of releases on Stiff, as I talked about, and also inspire a whole generation of DIY labels. I mean, if these guys could do this for this little money, make fun of themselves and just have an artist that did a cool drawing on the front, well, a lot of other people could do it, too. And guess what they did? So this not only was a strikingly successful artistic single and definitely achieved its goal of making back the money that was spent on it, it also really had a ripple effect across other labels. And there you have it, folks. Your bite-sized history lesson for this Thursday. What was the first release on Stiff Records? You got it. Nick Lowe. So It Goes. Backed with Heart of the City. 14 August 1976. Well, I hope you enjoyed it, and we're going to play you out with Heart of the City, the B-side. And you know what? Guess what? Tomorrow, Friday, I'll be back with another mini history lesson for you, another bite-sized history lesson to close out the week and then get you ready for next week when we'll have the voices of the community giving us new music from the month of March. Can't wait to hear what everybody picks. It's always a great time for learning and discovering new tracks. All right. If you'd like to chip in with anything about Stiff Records, or if you have a suggestion for another edition of What Came First, please get in touch. Send us an email, rock@suburbspod.com. You can find us on the socials @suburbspod, and you can always stick your head out the window as far as it'll go and just yell and yell, and eventually someone will come. Believe me, I've tried it, and I've proven the theory. Thank you very much for listening, folks. I am Patrick Foster, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Fun size, you know, you get little fun size candies.